In the Middle East, another day of violence today. In Gaza, Palestinian officials say an Israeli tank shell killed a 17-year-old Palestinian. And later in the day, a Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance to a shopping mall in the Tel Aviv suburb of Petah Tikva. The bomber and two Israeli civilians, including a 2-year-old child, were killed. NPR's Linda Gradstein spent the day in Petah Tikva, and she joins us. Linda, can you describe what happened today?
The police say that the suicide bomber apparently tried to enter the mall and was stopped because there was a security guard at the entrance. He then walked over to a cafe ice cream parlor that was sort of on the edge of the mall and blew himself up among the people there. Petah Tikva is a town about 6 miles east of Tel Aviv, and this suburb is a fairly new suburb, several miles from the center of town, and he blew himself up and shards of glass shattered all over. The baby carriage of the little girl who was killed was turned over on its side, and the white awning that covered the outdoor portion of the cafe was spattered with blood.
Has anyone claimed responsibility?
The Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, in a call to a Lebanese television station, claimed responsibility. This is the group that is affiliated with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. The Haaretz newspaper reported that Palestinians in the Balata refugee camp said that the bomber was the brother of a man who was assassinated by Israel last week. That has not been confirmed yet. In a statement, the Palestinian Authority condemned the attack. It called it a terrorist attack, and it said that it does not serve the Palestinian cause.
Given the fact that security is very high in Israel, Israel is on alert, how is it that these suicide bombers still seem to get through?
Well, military officials repeat over and over that it's impossible to hermetically seal off these areas, that it's a very long border between Israel and the West Bank, and Palestinians are still able to get through in all kinds of ways. Israel's defense minister yesterday said that for every attack that gets through, several others are stopped. He said they're stopping 90% of the attacks. Yet in the past week, there's been five suicide bombings, and military officials say they expect them to continue.
And in about the 30 seconds we have left, Israeli troops move back into Bethlehem today, and the military action seems to be continuing. What is Israel's current strategy here?
Well, Israeli officials say their current strategy is to go into these areas when they have pinpoint intelligence, arrest potential suicide bombers or people behind these bombings. But many people in Israel are saying that they don't feel the government really has a strategy. When I was at the scene of this attack, there were several hundred people afterwards. There wasn't anger. There was just sort of resignation and frustration with the government. And people say that the government is just not able to protect them, and there's a real feeling of helplessness.
NPR's Linda Gradstein. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.